This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Ooh, cool tablet. Oh, no, no, wait.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
Continuing coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show, Jeffrey Powers with Geekazine and the Tech Podcast Network over at tpn.tv. We're here with Mark over at the NVIDIA booth. Now, you guys had some great announcements that happened just yesterday, and it's regarding these tablets. So why don't you tell us what happened last night?
Yeah, sure. So our CEO, Jensen, walked through a lot of the great things that are coming up with Windows 8. So what we're showing at the booth today is starts with really the reimagining of Windows that Microsoft describes as the new Metro user interface. So that's actually this demo right here. This is fully Windows 8, right? So this is what you're seeing is a lot of live updating tiles. Behind it, of course, are the apps that Windows is famous for.
Yeah.
So we have a number of things. There's social networking, weather widgets, you know, stock, and a variety of other more complicated applications.
Okay.
But the really interesting thing about this is just how different that user experience is, right? It's architected from a touch-centric perspective, which means that it's going to be fast, fluid, and more importantly, intuitive, right? Very bold move for Windows. This is all running on ARM processors, right? Which is the big news with Windows 8. Not only is it going to be x86, but also ARM. ARM being known for power efficiency, right? So you're going to have devices that last for nearly days.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have much thinner devices because the thermal profile is smaller.
Okay.
So that means very thin devices, right? And then notably, performance. So this is going to be the industry's only quad-core processor, Tegra 3, that'll be running Windows 8 when it launches. So pretty exciting for NVIDIA.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the other two tablets and then get all the little details and go from that here at tbn.tv.
Is your web hosting maybe a little bit old-fashioned, kind of like this 1939 Crosley coupe we found here on the floor at CES 2012. Well, if you want to move into the modern age, you need to get with GoDaddy.com and look at the 4GH hosting that has just been introduced that combines the power of cloud computing with the economies of normal web hosting. We're talking $4.99 to $9.99 per month. There are 9 machines in the cluster that's going to be serving up content from the Tech Podcast Network. And we're expecting well over 35 million downloads. Of course, we know that because last year we had 35 million downloads, and we're expecting even more this year. You can try it out by going to GoDaddy.com. Look at the details that surround 4G hosting. You'll find things like, again, automatic load balancing that we talked about, but there's a scan each day for malware. There's protection at the server level, and there's protection at the cluster level. And there's a free SSL certificate included that's valued at $14.99. And when you go to GoDaddy.com, make sure you use the code CES2 when you order 4G hosting. That will get you a 25% savings, and even more importantly, it's valid for the entire year of 2012, and you can combine it with other discounts and sales that GoDaddy may have in the future. Check it out, 4G hosting from GoDaddy.com.
All right, we're back, and let's talk a little bit about the tablets. Let's continue down the line.
Yeah, absolutely. So the second tablet that you see here is running HD video.
Okay.
This is something that you would just expect from NVIDIA, right? A rich multimedia experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, at this point, Windows 8 is still months and months away. Microsoft hasn't necessarily been specific on when it'll launch, but it shows you just how far along in development they are, right?
Okay.
We have HD video running. We have lots of the graphically accelerated features that again, you'd come to expect out of NVIDIA up and running and showing beautifully, not only on the tablet itself, but when it's connected to a large screen TV via HDMI.
Now, is that at 1080 or is that 720 right now?
This one right now is 720, but we can play it at 1080.
Okay. Is that interlaced or is that 1080p?
That's P, yeah,
okay,
progressive.
Perfect.
Yep.
And then the last one, no one?
Yeah, absolutely. Can I step over there?
Yeah, let's kind of move around.
So this is
that was the easy switch, right? Okay, okay. So this last one.
Yeah. So this last one again is all about the user experience and how different it's going to be on Windows 8, right? Windows comes from a heritage on the PC side, okay, where users are used to multitasking, right? Doing a lot of different things, switching tasks, running things in the background. Windows 8, of course, comprehends all that.
Yeah.
Right. So what you're seeing with this demo is a multitasking scenario. You have one applet, if you will, running on the right. It's updated live tiles, and then on the left you have another applet running. You can do any sorts of different things in this kind of multitasking environment.
Yeah.
You could have a video playing on the right and looking at your stocks or the internet on the left. Right?
Twitter or Facebook.
Twitter,
or
anything you want,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So this is just a simple kind of canned demo, but the point is to show the vision that Microsoft has, that the tablet experience doesn't necessarily need to just be constrained to full screen image. You can do lots of different things in multitasking type scenarios.
All right, perfect. Now, you said that they're all ARM processors.
Yeah.
Are they single core, dual core, what?
Oh, so these are quad core. So this is Tegra 3 running.
Okay.
What you're seeing, the hardware itself, is our Tegra 3 development platform, codenamed Cardu.
Okay.
So we have four processing cores in that. And again, as I mentioned earlier,
four cores. And what right now, what I'm assuming things will change as time goes on, but what's the CPU at right now?
In terms of speed?
Yeah.
So we haven't necessarily announced exactly what specifications that we'll be hitting with Windows 8 launch, so I'll kind of give you a TBD on that.
Okay.
What I can say is it's fast, right?
Would it be fast enough that I could actually edit video on that tablet?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah. I love it already. So.
Great.
Okay.
Well, listen, I appreciate it.
So, yeah, definitely. NVIDIA.com?
Yes.
Is there a special side link out there?
Not currently, no, but certainly when we do have a variety of different content on the web that you can Google, YouTube, Facebook to check out some more details, but coming soon.
Coming soon. Well, there you go. Quad-core processing coming to tablets. NVIDIA has it. ARM processors. I'm going to get one when it comes out. There's probably no price points on this.
Not yet.
So, yeah, no, I understand that. We got a lot more CES action. This is what we come to CES for. Thank you very much
for your time.
For Geekazine.com and TPN.tv, this is Jeffrey Powers. Got more video coming. So hold tight. It's coming.